This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S.'s top health official predicts Sunday that health regulators will soon end the temporary pause on distributing Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine. Dr. Anthony Fauci expects a decision could come as soon as Friday. U.S. health agencies recommended last week that use of the J&J vaccine be paused after reports of about 6 cases of rare brain blood clots in women out of some 7 million people who have received the shot in the United States. In Israel, people took to the streets without masks on Sunday for the first time in a year, a key milestone as the country vaccinates its way out of the coronavirus pandemic. With over half the population fully vaccinated in one of the world's fastest anti-COVID-19 inoculation campaigns, Israel's health ministry announced just days ago that masks would no longer be required in public outdoor spaces. The vaccination of close to 5 million people has sent Israel's coronavirus caseload tumbling from some 10,000 new infections per day as recently as mid-January to around 200 cases a day. Russia is expelling 20 Czech diplomats a day after Prague's decision to expel 18 Russian diplomats identified as secret agents. Moscow says 20 employees of the Czech embassy have been declared persona non grata and must leave the country by the end of Monday. The expulsions were unveiled Sunday after the Czech ambassador in Moscow had been summoned by the Russian Foreign Ministry. Russian calls the Czech government's decision to expel Russian diplomats a hostile act and a trace of involvement by Washington. This week, the United States announced sanctions and the expulsion of 10 Russian diplomats in response for some Washington actions. This is VOA News. Allies of jailed Russian opposition politician Alexei Navalny announced nationwide protests for this Wednesday after the opposition's figure's family and personal doctors released blood analysis results that suggested Navalny was at high risk of cardiac arrest or kidney failure barring immediate care. The planned protests fall on the same day that Russian President Vladimir Putin delivers his annual State of the Nation address from just outside the Kremlin, all but ensuring a tense standoff between Navalny supporters and police in Moscow. Navalny is currently on a third week of a hunger strike to gain access to medical treatment. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan warned Sunday that Russia will face consequences if Alexei Navalny dies. He is still recovering from a near-fatal poisoning attack he says was orchestrated by Moscow. Iraqi security officials say at least 5 rockets hit an Iraqi military base north of Baghdad on Sunday, wounding 5, including 3 Iraqi soldiers. The officials say the rockets fell on the area of a base that houses U.S. contractors. No casualties have been reported, and no group immediately claims the attack, but armed groups that some Iraqi officials say are backed by Iran have claimed similar incidents in the past. Thousands of people took to the streets of Lisbon on Sunday to protest a call for the far-right anti-immigration party Chega to be banned. A heavy security presence flanked the march, which drew protesters from across the country. Activists accused the party of harboring racist ideas in violation of Portugal's constitution. A counter-demonstration opposing the far-right drew several dozen people in another district of Lisbon. Taiwan was rocked by 2 earthquakes Sunday, a 5.8 magnitude tremor, quickly followed by another at 6.2. Taiwan lies near the junction of 2 tectonic plates in the South China Sea and is prone to earthquakes. More than 100 people were killed in a quake in southern Taiwan in 2016. And U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is defending the U.S. decision to withdraw from Afghanistan, saying the terror threat has moved elsewhere and that Washington needs to refocus resources on challenges such as China and the pandemic. U.S. President Joe Biden announced last week that the United States would withdraw all forces from the country before this year's 20th anniversary of the September 11th attacks. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.